Okay, thank you for joining us for today's announcement. We'll begin the program momentarily with brief comments from each of the participants on stage, followed by a brief question and answer session. Please note we'll have microphones on either end of the auditorium. For media members, please ask to be acknowledged, and we'll pass along a microphone so that you can ask your question. Now I'd like to introduce today's participants. Peter Nelson, Executive Vice President of HBO Sports. Matt Dissinger, Director of Hard Knocks. Jason Light, General Manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Dirk Cutter, Head Coach of the Buccaneers. And now I'd like to introduce Peter Nelson for today's announcement.
Thank you, Nelson, and I want to thank all of you for being here today. On behalf of HBO and NFL Films, it is my privilege to formally announce that the 2017 edition of Hard Knocks will feature the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I want to thank all the media for being here today. Foremost, I want to thank the Glazer family, as well as Jason Light, Coach Cutter, as well as all the players, staff, and coaches who give their time, energy, and resource into making the show such a success. They welcome us not only onto their field, but often into their offices, and in some cases even into their homes. And without that type of access, this show can never be what it becomes. And along those same lines, I want to thank the NFL, Jordan Levin and Brian Rolapp, as well as all the good folks at NFL Films. Without their professionalism, innovation, creativity, none of this would have even made it to its second season, better yet than now, in its 12th. It used to be back in the day that when this show arrived on TV, it got there from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, the seat of NFL Films, by someone driving it to us at HBO in Manhattan in a station wagon and would deliver the show by hand. A lot has changed in distribution over the past decade, and to that same extent, distribution on air as well has changed. So while many of you will be able to watch it at its premiere on Tuesday, August 8th at 10 p.m., it is also available if you're a subscriber to HBO via telco, satellite, or cable operator on the HBO Go service, TV Anywhere, on any device, anytime, as well as our over-the-top streaming platform, HBO Now. The longevity of this show in many ways is a testament to the universality of the themes that the show employs. And to a large extent, this is about team building. It's also about families. It's about the players on the field and their lives off the field. It's about men who are trying to fit in while at the same time trying to stand out. It's about hope, and it's about adversity. And to that extent, we've seen the viewership of this show remain so buoyant over so many years. Over the past 3 years, our average viewership per episode is 3.9 million viewers. We saw just a couple weeks ago that last year's program was nominated for 4 Emmy Awards. I want to congratulate Matt here as well as the folks at NFL Films on that achievement. So please join us for our premiere on Tuesday, August 8th at 10 p.m. Our narrator will once again be the inimitable Liev Schreiber. And for the groundbreaking gold standard of sports reality TV, Hard Knocks training camp with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And before we go to the other speakers on the press conference here, I just want to introduce a short video that's going to look back at some of the great moments of Hard Knocks past, as well as a look into the future. Thank you.
I said, Goose, I want my restitution. You and me.
Ray Lewis. Going into my 6th year in the NFL. It
takes you back to college days.
It's like going to school every day.
But it seems like they're pretty excited, so.
I love me some me.
Child, please.
Child, please.
Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Man, without some kind of habit, got a lot of skeletons.
Rick Ross!
You know, I always put on what I like to call my happy sauce.
As a large human being.
And dropping, whirling dervish, breaking tackles, and digging for the promised land. What a strike throw by Jameis Winston. Mike Evans does it again. The Buccaneers play smash mouth football. Gerald McCoy got him.
Very excited to say that the Tampa Bay Buccaneer
You see how we play as a family. You see what we can do as a family.
To introduce Matt Dissinger.
Thank you, Nelson. I just want to say how excited we are to be here in Tampa. When the offseason starts, inevitably people start asking what the team is going to be for Hard Knocks, and being the director, you know, internal, we have our discussions, and instantly was drawn to this team. They're clearly on the rise, on the precipice of, you know, playoffs. Very young, exciting roster, and it's something that we're really looking forward to showcasing this coming summer.
Thanks, Matt. First of all, I want to welcome you guys to Tampa, and especially you, Matt, and your crew, which will this will be your second home upcoming training camp. With the hours that you guys put in, I'm sure it'll match those of our players and our staff, at least come close. We're very excited about this team for this upcoming season, the way we ended last year, and with some of the additions we've made so far, and then the upcoming draft that we're very anxious for next week. You know, there's a lot of hard work that goes into a season, and HBO and NFL Films will be able to capture that for our fans. So I'm very excited about it for our fans to see the work that goes on behind the scenes that sometimes isn't detailed or goes a little bit underappreciated, not only from our players, but our coaches, our scouts, everybody, our full staff, everybody in general. But more so than that, the personalities on our team, we have some very colorful, charismatic personalities, but the relationships that our players have with each other, that our staff has with the players, that our coach have with us, personnel, GM, head coach, it's a very special place. So once again, I'm excited that our fans are going to be able to see that. And just the fact that you guys are here today, I think, is a reflection of the interest that our fans have for our team, but also what the nation has for our team. With that, I'll turn it over to Coach.
Okay, thanks, Jason. All the same things Jason said, I feel the same way. I like watching the show. I wish I wasn't on it. Me personally, I'm speaking for me personally. What I will say is when we did it in one of my prior stops, the thing that I came away with more than anything else was how professional the crew was, NFL Films and HBO. I mean, they're pros at what they do, and we're going to do our best to be pros at what we do. And everyone here in this room today, we all have a job. The people that work for the Bucks, we all have a job to do. I'm very aware of what my job is in all this, and that's to get our football team ready to play. And I was already excited for football, and hearing Jameis on the end of that video right there, I'm even more excited right now.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go ahead and open it up to the Q&A portion. Please raise your hand to be acknowledged, and the microphone will be extended.
For Jason, Coach Cutter has experience with this already. Did that give you a comfort level with you and ownership as to going forward with trying to get Hard Knocks?
Yeah, absolutely. Coach has, we've had several conversations, and he basically reiterated what he just said here, that, you know, that very professional. At some point, you don't even realize they're around. They're not too intrusive. And you still are able to do your job. And like Coach said, our job, our main job, or our only job here is to put the best team out there on the football field. So there was some comfort with that, yes.
This is for Jason and Coach Cutter. Do you guys look at this as maybe an opportunity for the rest of the nation to see Jameis Winston? There's still some notions out there about the person he was going back to his days at Florida State. Was there any thought into, you know, this is an opportunity to maybe change the perception of Jameis Winston a little bit?
Let me go. Well, there's no doubt from where we sit how we perceive Jameis Winston, and I think anyone that is in around here every day knows that and deals with Jameis. I think it would be a great opportunity for people that maybe aren't as familiar with the Bucks to see what Jameis is like on a day-to-day basis, because I've said many times before in my press conferences, Jameis, there's nothing that's not pure about Jameis Winston, and I think that will probably come across.
Dirk, you just said that you like watching the show, you don't want to be on it, or you wish you weren't on it. Why? You've been through it before. I assume that might have something to do with your decision or your feeling that you don't want to be on it, but to explain that sentiment.
No, I was just talking about me personally. I think it's a great show. I just wish that I did a good job of staying out of the camera line in Atlanta, and I'll try to do the same thing here.
Might be a little tougher this time around.
He's not as worried as I am about that myth of 50 pounds being added to you on camera. So.
Dirk, from your experience before in Atlanta with this, was there any – you'd like to think that your eyes are kind of watching every storyline and everything that's taking place with your team, but was there any story that maybe came out when watching the show that caught you by surprise or personalities that you didn't really realize you had?
Well, first of all, I was in a different role then, and so I think Mike Smith would probably be the better guy to ask that question. And the times I was able to watch the show, for sure, because these guys do a great job of finding some off-the-field stories and some relationship stories and what the guys do away from the building. So absolutely, there were some things. And there's no way any of us up here can know everything our guys are doing off the field 24 hours a day. So for sure, there will be some of that.
Jason, in talking to Dirk and talking to Mike Smith, you have some level of, I don't know, editorial control or say in what goes on the show. Are you comfortable with that role and what you'll be able to do to say if something is off limits or if you don't want something on air?
Yeah, we're very comfortable with the way the show is produced. After talking with Mike and mostly Dirk, just like Dirk has said before, it's very professional, and we have a lot of trust in this organization as well as, you know, NFL Films and HBO. So it's not a concern for us.
Dirk, one of the staples of the show is you know, a guy who's on the bubble, so to speak, or a make-it guy. You said that one of the hardest things to do is to tell a player that you're going to move on without him. Just what are your thoughts about the intrusion in some of those conversations or meanings as you play it forward in your mind?
Well, again, be a broken record up here, but Matt and his crew, they've been down this road before, and you know, when it comes to letting a player go, that's a hard day for Jason, and that's a hard day for me, the day we have to let players go. But our policy on everything here is to be transparent, and I think players appreciate that. And once again, I trust Matt and his guys. They know how to handle it. They've done it before, and, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
This question's for Matt. Matt, you had other options. Obviously, there are other teams that could have been chosen for this. What was it about the Tampa Bay Bucs, and what about this franchise makes you think it will make a good show?
I mean, I think the fact that, you know, this is clearly a team on the rise. It's a team that I would imagine would pique national interest. I mean, I'm sure the fans here in Tampa are very excited, but I think this is an opportunity to get, you know, Jameis, Mike Evans, you know, Gerald McCoy, let's get some of those names out to a more national audience. And it was very appealing to us, a young, charismatic roster. You know, I think it's a good match. It seems like whenever, you know, whatever team it is that we choose on a year-to-year basis, it's almost like a, you know, perfect point in time for us to be there. And that's the way I feel about this season with Tampa.
For Jason and Dirk, did you involve the players in the decision-making at all? Did you go to maybe the captains and say, hey, do we want to do this? Did you have that opportunity? Did you think about doing that at all?
We don't have captains this time of year, Roy. I mean, the captains will be elected later. And, again, this is more of an ownership. And this is who you talk to the owners about it, not to the players.
I had asked Jason about this a few days ago, but with respect to what's going on with Doug Martin, obviously a very private matter, has there been any discussions with your crew and with the team as far as how you guys are going to portray that, how you're going to handle that?
Who's the question for?
Actually, both, really, or either.
We haven't. This is just the first step right here. I'm sure that we'll have some conversations about numerous players. But, you know, what Doug is going through is, you know, trying to make this football team is the same thing as, you know, the other 89 guys that we'll have on the roster. So, you know, there's a lot of personal stories for each player. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
This question is for Matt, over here to your right. Just give us an idea of the process from capturing all the video, the sheer amount of content that you guys gather, and what the workflow looks like.
Yeah, so we have six man cameras at a practice, any given practice, five of which have sound. And on those, up to 10 coaches and players will be wired per day at practice. What that amounts to is a 350-to-1 ratio of footage shot to footage that makes air. So every 1 minute that you're seeing on the show on Tuesday nights, there's another 349 that didn't make the cut. I mean, I think that approach is just what you take. I mean, you're at a training camp, and anyone that's been in a training camp realizes that it could be monotonous at times. And so that's, you know, the type of dedication our crew needs to have, you know, to really showcase what it's like to be in an NFL training camp, which is the goal.
Gentlemen, following up on that same idea, from a logistical standpoint, having everything so confined here from filming, how much of an advantage is that?
It's a huge advantage for me. I think, you know, last year we were in Irvine in California, and everything was so spread out. I mean, we had to we had several golf carts and had to fuel those things, and then someone short out. I mean, the layout here is terrific. This facility is, I think, is one of the nicest facilities I've been around. And it looks great. You know, obviously for someone that's a filmmaker, that's an advantage. So we're really looking forward to being here this summer.
Thomas Bassinger, Tampa Bay Times. If the teams want something cut, you guys want to keep it, who makes the call? Who has final editorial say?
You know, there's always discussions, obviously, if there's something that's the sensitive material. Really what we're looking for is to not let any competitive advantage out. And I think that over the years we've done a good job of developing the show to the point where we're really not interested in those things. You know, I don't think our audience wants to hear, you know, what plays are being installed, and therefore we really shy away from shooting that kind of stuff. So obviously there's a trust level that built up, you know, with NFL films and the entire NFL over the, you know, 50-plus years, 60-plus years that we've been around. So, you know, those discussions are always ongoing, but I think the trust level is there.
For those not familiar with the program, could you kind of just go over the schedule? I know August 8th is the debut. It runs throughout training camp. Could you kind of go over the schedule, the number of episodes, and kind of what they include, the preseason game preceding the episode? Could you go over that, please?
Right, yeah. There's five episodes starting on August 8th. The last one will air, you know, the Tuesday before the first game of the season. Generally, the first episode does not include a preseason game, and the following four, you know, we'll traditionally have that game, at least for the first three preseason games, occur at the end of the episode. You know, with the last preseason game being on a Thursday and final cutdowns being after that, that just affects that structure. But, you know, the first episode, you know, it'll be maybe some pre-camp stuff that we might shoot, players arriving. You know, obviously the rookies, this is their first time being here. So there's certain training camp events that have become staples of Hard Knocks, and that's kind of the certain things that you can count on, and clearly the exciting part is all the things you can't count on that you don't know what is going to happen.
Okay, I think that concludes the question and answer session. Thank you.